you would turn in God's Word to Matthew's Gospel in chapter 6. Matthew and chapter 6, we'll be reading verses 1 through 34, the whole chapter, Matthew chapter 6. And here, continuing in Jesus' Sermon on the Mountain, that began in the previous chapter. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. These are the words of the Lord. "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory has not arrayed like one of these. and was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Those are God's words. And so again, this is the sermon that Jesus continued on the mountain. He continues warning them against corrupt practices, their corrupt practices. He first warns them against hypocrisy. Hypocrisy in the giving to others in need, verses 1 through 4. Hypocrisy in prayer, verses 5 through 8. And then he teaches them how they ought to pray with what we call the Lord's Prayer or the disciples' prayer, as well as the need to forgive others in verses 14 through 15. Then also hypocrisy in fasting in 16 through 18. And then he warns them against worldly mindedness in our choices for our treasure and our master through verse 24, and worldly mindedness in what we care about in the rest of the passage, which is that warning against being anxious or worrying. Our care should be on first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be fine. God's people, let us put our cares first upon the Lord and what he wants us to desire. And so let us desire. Put off hypocrisy in all areas of life and worldly mindedness too, that our hearts and our minds may be conformed to the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we give you praise and we are thankful for your word, which here warns us of hypocrisy that can often be of those and upon those who are in the body of Christ, that we would look like Christians even when we are struggling in sin, and that we would put that on before men in our prayer lives or in fasting or in many other things, even in our giving. And Father, turn us from such worldly mindedness. We're often thinking of our health above and beyond your kingdom. That we're thinking of our clothing and our food and our drink above and beyond your kingdom. May we put first in our hearts and our minds you and your kingdom. Because outside of you there is nothing good. It is all vanity. As we go to Ecclesiastes, to think of many proverbs that you, through your servant Solomon, wrote. You remind us that we can search after all the knowledge in the world, but apart from you it is vanity. That we could search and store up in our barns plenty of food and drink, yet apart from you it is nothing in vanity. And we could have the best clothes. We could have stylish clothes. But if it's apart from you and contrary to your word, then it's vanity. And there are many things like that in this world, where we put the cares of this world above and beyond yourself and your kingdom. And thus we become anxious and worry, and when things don't go according to plan, when things don't look well or look to be going well. And so put off from us that worldly mindedness, that we would rather have heavenly mindedness or kingdom mindedness. And that above all, that we would not try and attempt to serve two masters, God and money, or God and family, or God and many other things. First and foremost, Father, may we worship and trust you in all things. And Father, we ask that you would be glorified in all that we think or say. We hear in this passage calls to turn from our sin and repent, just as you call us to in the gospel, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so, Father, may we repent and may you turn us in our hearts to you, the living and true God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our sympathetic Savior, our loving Savior, who loved us, the bride of Christ, so much that he gave himself. He gave all of himself and his human body to be cursed on the tree on our behalf, that we would no longer, that we would not be cursed, but be blessed forever. And Father, how you have blessed us in him. For you have given us everything in him, and the heavenly places, a great inheritance. And above all, we have you yourself as our inheritance. And Father, we are thankful as we think of our world today and circumstances and things that are not going according to what we would expect or want to happen. We know that you work together all things for our good, for the good of your body, the bride of Christ. To those who love you and are called according to your purpose. And so we trust your plan. We trust your plan that includes judgment upon the nations, upon wicked people, and upon even your church, that you judge first your church, as Peter teaches us. And so, Father, we trust your plan. We pray that we would be a repentant people and a people who love Jesus Christ, your Son, and our Savior and Lord. And Father, we ask that you would be with those families who have struggled in this time. That you would uphold them and provide for them and provide for us. As we will hear this evening after worship, we give you praise and thanks that you're a God who provides for your church. Every step, that not once have we been left with nothing as a congregation, but you have continually provided, even in trying circumstances and affliction and small numbers. You have always provided and answered our prayers. And Father, what a good report we will hear. That though we still struggle in our finances are better today than they were last year. And we give you praise for that. And we pray, as we have, for more families. And you have answered that prayer. You have brought more families to be a part of us. And yet we continue praying for more families. And you would bring more in, but not just those who love you and have loved you for a long time, but even those new believers, new disciples, even that you would use us in our evangelism to bring in new disciples that we would disciple and teach and admonish and counsel and shepherd. Father, we ask that the gospel would go forth and people who hate you and are at enmity with you and with us, that you would send your Holy Spirit and change their hearts and cause them to love you and be reconciled to you and to your people. Father, we have hope in the gospel that it will go forth. We pray that you would use us in that as instruments, that you would save the nations and save the many Gentiles and Jews and bring them all in of your elect, just as we heard in Romans 11. And we trust your plan. We know that it will come about. We pray that it would come about soon, if it be your will, as we long with hope and comfort, knowing that Jesus exclaimed many times at the end of your word that you've given to us, "I am coming soon." And we trust that plan. We trust in those words, the promise that you are always faithful, for you are the great I am. And so we praise your name. We ask for your help and that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and cause us to forgive our debtors as you have forgiven us. We pray all these things in the name of our Lord and our Savior, and for his sake and his glory. Amen.